The Philadelphia Police Department wants 100% of their patrol officers wearing body cameras by 2021. Some officers already wear cameras. The program started in 2016. But when people go to check the video, it's not always there.
Body cameras are really only as good as the officer who is wearing them.
Why aren't all Philadelphia officers following the rules when it comes to using body cameras? And is there a chance that using them the right way could prevent police brutality here? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. NBC 10's Claudia Vargas recently investigated the department's use of body cameras. So, Claudia, the Philadelphia Police Department has said that they're going to get more body cameras for their officers. How popular is this idea?
Well, it depends who you ask, but for the most part, most people are pretty supportive of body cameras. They're seen as tools of transparency and accountability. You know, during the recent protests, we saw a lot of call for police reform, including the use of body cameras. So you have Black Lives Matter protesters such as Asa Khalif saying, you know, you can't trust police to police themselves, and therefore these body cameras are needed in order to hold police officers accountable.
They should be on during the pursuit, and they should be on during the interrogation. They should be on during the arrest.
But then you also have the police union president, John McNesby, also saying, you know, these cameras are a good thing.
It's a good tool. It can be a good tool if it's utilized right.
He said that in the past, it's cleared officers accused of wrongdoing. And so he thinks that they're a good thing as well.
What percentage of the police department wears body cams now?
It's about a third of the force, so just over 2,200 officers are equipped with body cameras.
And can you just go through with me how they're supposed to be operated, how they're supposed to be activated?
So the policy that's in place essentially says that they should be on any time an officer is having an interaction of any sort with the public. So essentially when they're responding to a crime, when they stop a pedestrian, when they stop a vehicle, during protest, any demonstrations. And so they're basically supposed to be on most of the time, except when they're perhaps in the car and just having a personal conversation with their partner.
And so were they being used the proper way?
So it's hard to say citywide whether they are. The police department doesn't really conduct any audits of the body camera use, and so it's hard to really know how effective they've been or how they're being used citywide. What we do know is that in the 24th district, some issues were raised about the use of body cameras there. The public defender's office had been requesting footage for arrest in that district, and they were running into problems in which the video either did not exist or the video only existed for after the person was arrested. And so they saw a pattern that they thought was a little bit problematic. So they decided to dive in a little bit deeper. And we spoke with public defender Michael Mellon, who took particular interest in this and actually had several clients whose cases had body camera issues.
The officers seem to feel so free to turn them on and off whenever they want.
And I guess we should note that the 24th district is in Port Richmond. Claudia, were you able to look at any particular cases in that district where this happened?
Yes, we did. We looked at a case involving Juan Torres, and Juan Torres was a gentleman who was on a sidewalk near another gentleman. But two police officers came up to them and started searching them. They believed that they had seen perhaps a drug transaction. The problem was that the officers never turned on their body cameras, and so we don't have that footage of what happened. However, the surveillance camera that did capture the incident isn't really clear whether there was ever any transaction. What it did show was the officers searching Juan and the other gentleman for close to 3 minutes. Juan eventually tries to escape, and then one of the officers repeatedly beat Juan with a baton. He's handcuffed and taken away. The arresting officers eventually said that their cameras flew off during the altercation there. However, that would have already violated policy because they were supposed to have turned them on prior to even searching the two gentlemen. And the cameras honestly are sturdy enough that they would have, even if they would have been knocked off, they would have kept recording, but none of that video was available.
So was Juan Torres's case typical of what the public defender's investigation found?
Yes, it was. They said that out of the 60 cases that they looked at, only 6 had police officers turning on the body cameras before arresting somebody.
We found that very few times were they following protocol, and there were numerous people that they were not documenting in their paperwork that they were stopping and searching.
So the Public Defenders Association put together all their findings into a memo, and they sent that to police last year.
And how did the police respond?
So they said that they couldn't really comment on it because they're still investigating the incidents that were highlighted in the memo. But we did talk to them a little bit further, just in general, what the discipline process is. And they are supposed to be disciplined for not turning on the body camera as instructed per the policy, which the Torres case would have been a violation of that.
You know, I wish I could tell you that every officer follows every policy all the time.
So we spoke with the police spokesman, Captain Seiko Kinebrew, and he says,
the point is I don't have data to support whether there's an egregious abuse of this policy or egregious failure to follow this policy.
More on problems with Philly's body cams when we come back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to NBC 10 investigative reporter Claudia Vargas. What's the Philadelphia Police Department do with the body camera video once it's been recorded?
After every shift, any officer who has a body camera is supposed to put it back on the docking station, and that docking station automatically uploads all the video from that camera for that day. And then what the officers are supposed to do are go into the system and tag the individual arrest episodes or anything that will eventually be investigated or just needs to be preserved. And what tagging is, it's really just sort of like bookmarking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to essentially mark a video saying, okay, we need to save this particular video.
What happens if it doesn't get bookmarked?
If it doesn't get bookmarked, it gets automatically deleted 60 days later. And so there's been issues that have come from that. For example, District Attorney Larry Krasner says that they often have trouble getting video, not because it wasn't recorded, but because it wasn't tagged and therefore not saved past the 60 days.
And in order for us to be able to use the body-worn camera, which may be very supportive of everything they're saying, we have to be able to locate it.
So if something comes up at a trial that they're trying to prosecute someone, he says it can be a problem to not have that video.
When we go to trial and everybody knows that there was a body-worn camera, but we don't have it to present at trial, it all by itself, that can create a reasonable doubt. It can make it very hard for us to win a case.
Is anybody responsible for making sure that this whole procedure of bookmarking videos for, you know, potential investigations happens?
Not necessarily. The only oversight that it currently exists really is from the direct supervisor. So the supervisor for that particular unit is supposed to be making sure that the officers are wearing the cameras, are recording them, are tagging the videos. However, there really isn't any independent review or auditing of any sort for the Philadelphia police. We did find that some smaller departments, such as SEPTA, which really only has a force of 275, has actually like a few people full-time dedicated just to reviewing body camera footage to make sure that nothing's falling through the cracks, that the officers are recording when they're supposed to, that the videos are being saved accordingly. But also, their storage is way longer. They store any video for up to a year, compared to Philadelphia only saving video for 60 days.
And the SEPTA officers really got on board with, like, you know, wearing the body cams and turning them on when they were supposed to and all that?
Correct. We spoke with the SEPTA police chief, Thomas Nestel, and he says that initially the officers hated it. They did not want the body cameras, didn't really care for them.
2 years in, complete change. Officers are very positive about having the cameras.
They realized that, hey, this works out in their favor as well, because if they were ever accused of doing anything, they could show the video and say, hey, that didn't actually happen as that person alleges it did. So he said eventually they got complete buy-in, and the officers, he says, wear them and turn them on all the time, and that they're happy to do so.
You have to turn your camera on. And if we don't, we have a progressive discipline scale, and that officer is going to be subject to discipline.
Claudia, WHYY recently did a story on body cameras where the research said that, you know, having them and having them on really isn't a perfect science. Basically, it said that we shouldn't be putting the onus on police officers to turn their cameras on because, well, some of them just won't do it.
Right. So the experts we talked to said almost the same thing, too, just that, you know, some officers, if you're not constantly checking that they are using them, if there isn't discipline, there's going to be no reason for these officers to turn on the cameras. So having a program that enforces the policy, that disciplines those who don't turn on the cameras, is crucial to having an effective program for body cameras.
So the Philadelphia Police Department is working on getting body cams for all their patrol officers. Is there any sign that they're going to reevaluate how they're handling body cameras in the first place?
I'm not sure whether they're reevaluating. What we did hear is that the new police commissioner, Outlaw, she is very much for transparency, she says. And so given that transparency is a top priority for her, the spokesman for the department said that body cameras are a big deal for her. So I think we'll have to wait and see what comes from that and if she makes any changes to the program or improves it in any way. And I think this will honestly become more evident in the coming months. You know, this week, there were three lawsuits that were filed against the police department for their response to the protesters. The ones on 676, West Philadelphia. And in those instances, any cop who was out there who had a body camera should have had those cameras on. And so I think it'll be interesting to see if they have the cameras on, if they save the video, and what that ends up looking like in, you know, in a courtroom when it comes up, if it does come up.
Claudia, thanks, as always, for talking to us about your reporting.
Thank you so much.
That was reporter Claudia Vargas. Her stories about this can be found at nbc10.com/bodycams. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Dern, and Kelsey Hansen, with production help from Sabrina Boyd-Circa and under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help for this episode from Eugene Son. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Stay well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.